Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Tuesday, January 12th, 2010. Once again, we're Stephen and Brooksine Weber, our ministry's Daily Encouragement Net, with a goal preparing these messages each weekday morning of encouraging and instructing in biblical truth. Today's message is titled, The Victory That Overcomes the World. That title comes directly from a verse in 1 John 5, verse 4.
This is a victory that has overcome the world, even our faith.
Life is really a sequence of overcomings. Most of the time, hopefully anyway, life rolls along rather smoothly and predictably. We call that normalcy, a blessing we often take for granted. When our lives are disrupted, a return to normalcy is especially a blessing.
Stephen's cousin, Georgia, sent us a prayer following our situation with Stephen's surgery and then Astaire's fall a few weeks ago. And it went like this. Normal day, let me be aware of the treasure you are. Let me learn from you, love you, bless you. Let me not pass by in quest of some rare and perfect tomorrow. Let me hold you while I may, for it may not always be so. One day I shall dig my nails into the earth or bury my face in the pillow and want more than all the world your return.
Well, as we all know, at many times we deal with issues that are more intense and very much out of the ordinary. But overcoming faith is always the modus operandi of the believer's life. In fact, the purpose of this devotional each day really is to encourage fellow overcomers who, in the words of an old hymn, are, quote, overcoming daily by the Spirit's sword, end quote. And in this real-time perspective, periodically share with you from our own overcomings, such as my surgery several weeks ago and the slow resumption to normalcy that I am thankfully experiencing. Today we'll visit several of our companies that I've not visited since before Christmas. I look forward to seeing the employees, many of whom have become my friends over the past several years. I expect quite a few will give me a hearty welcome back. They sent get well greetings through Brooksine during her visits. It takes me back to a year and a half ago when Brooksine broke her ankle, and employees would send her greetings through me until she was able to get back to work using a wheelchair. And admittedly, you know, tend to take it for granted. Unlike the first couple of weeks after her recovery from her three-month abstention of any weight bearing on her left leg.
Well, the daily text is a great source of encouragement. Let me quote that again from 1 John 5:4. This is the victory that has overcome the world, even our faith. Interestingly, the same root Greek word is used for both victory and overcome. It's the word Nike, from which the popular athletic shoe company derives its name. For those who have some knowledge of the Greek, the phrase victory that has overcome the world translates
Nike e nikesesa ton kosmon.
And it's written in...
I know. I hope it comes out in the formatting when I send it, but it is the Greek text as well. Well, even those who do not know Greek could listen to that phrase or look at it in the text, assuming it formats properly, and see that there's a repetition of that word Nike. Our faith enables us to overcome the world. Our confidence is in the one of whom it is said, and this is actually the words from a Fanny Crosby hymn, Jesus doeth all things well.
Bible teacher Alan Redpath wrote this, there is no circumstance, no trouble, no testing that can ever touch me until, first of all, it has gone past God and past Christ right through to me. If it has come that far, it has come with a great purpose, which I may not understand at the moment. But I refuse to become panicky as I lift up my eyes to Him and accept it as coming from the throne of God for some great purpose of blessing to my own heart.
That Bible teacher, Alan Redpath, has a lot of great quotes, and I found several additional that I use at the bottom of today's message. You might want to print out that above quote and post it on your fridge or another visible location. It's a stirring thought and may just help you to consider the bigger picture during times of testing. Indeed, faith is the victory that overcomes the world. May the Lord give us all overcoming faith, both in times of normalcy and in the times of trial.
Well, let's pray together. Father, we treasure the intercessory prayers of faithful believers when we undergo testing periods. Because we deal with the visible, we so often forget that Jesus is our intercessor, faithfully presenting our needs to you. He is Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, realizing the eternal purpose in all that we deal with. Help us to trust you, even when we don't understand your plan, knowing in our hearts that you do all things well and for our eternal good. Help us to look beyond our immediate need to see the spiritual fruit that you are developing in our lives as we remain faithful, trusting you to work out all that concerns us. Amen.
Amen. I realize today's message and yesterday's message have had a similar theme, and it's interesting responses we receive from our readers and listeners. And yesterday, a dear lady going through such a difficult time wrote and mentioned how much the message had touched her, and that is our prayer each time we prepare these messages. Some are more directed toward the times of hurt in our lives. Others, well, they have a different purpose. We quoted Alan Redpath today. He was an English preacher. He died in 1989, so he lived during many of our lifetimes. He has a number of great quotes you can find online, and one that I like is, "The conversion of a soul is the miracle of a moment, but the manufacture of a saint is the task of a lifetime." And I have another quote of his there. And regarding supplemental material today, we have, as usual, a number of songs we recommend that supplement the message. One is an old hymn I haven't heard or sung in many years, I don't believe. It's a good one, though, called "Faith is the Victory." And it has that line basically taken directly in the refrain from the daily text. The refrain is, "Faith is the victory, faith is the victory, oh glorious victory that overcomes the world." You want to say something?
Oh, yeah. This is not in a lot of the new hymnals. It's one of the reasons it's not sung often, but I just found it in one of our new hymnals, and I'm excited about playing this again. I remember when I would play this, it would just, my faith would build in the verses, because it just gets to the point where it talks about the difficulties that we have, but it also takes us to the truth of faith is a victory. Amen. And I just remember getting excited as I would play it and sing it.
Amen. Well, we love both the old hymns, and we also enjoy many of the new songs being written right now. And one that has had a lot of play the last 10 years is "Blessed Be the Name of the Lord." And many of you have heard that. "Blessed be your name." We're not sure.
Blessed be your name.
But you'll know what it is when you see it. We do have a video of it with the original author, I believe, singing it. But it has a great line contrasting good times and hard times. And I want to share that. First of all, a verse goes, "Blessed be your name when the sun's shining down on me, when the world's all as it should be. Blessed be your name." Well, that's normalcy. The very next line states, "Blessed be your name on the road marked with suffering. Though there's pain in the offering, blessed be your name." And of course, that declares that God's name is to be blessed, not only in normalcy, but in trials. We also have a version from both a kind of a modern version by Chris Tomlin, and then an older traditional version of the hymn by Fanny Crosby, "All the Way My Savior Leads Me," which has that line, "Jesus doeth all things well," used in the devotional. Anything else you want to share, Brooksie? Well, thanks for joining us. We see our time moving along. We don't set this each day to a special time. Anybody that listens knows. Some would be designed to be exactly 5 minutes every day. Ours may be, well, generally never less than 7 or 8 minutes, but sometimes as many as 12 with our additional notes. Thanks for joining us. And may God give you the faith today that's overcoming, the faith that is the victory that indeed overcomes the world. Our website is dailyencouragement.net. This is our message. We are reading. We've prepared. Tuesday, January 12th, 2010. Have a blessed day and continue to walk in faith and victory.